That was weird.
What?
I didn't get the intro to like the last 2 seconds.
Really?
Did you?
What you mean?
You got the whole intro song?
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
What the hell? I guess my
I don't think you were paying attention.
No. My mic's my headphones just cut in real late. Oh, all right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Verified Thoughts Pod. Back again for another episode. We have the whole crew here today. We have Lewis. We have me. I tricked you there. I tricked you. I saw your finger. And we have Summer.
Summer Breeze.
Such a fire ass intro song. All right, everyone. It's been a week, roughly. A day left, and it would have been a week, but we were here last weekend talking about nonsense. And I claimed that I can drive a bus and a semi. And I still hold strong to that. So whoever owns a semi or a bus, let me know because I am ready. Do you think I'm ready?
No.
Really? I don't think you're ready.
What have you done since last week that makes you think that you're ready to do either one of those things?
I've built more confidence.
Okay, just because you've been playing SnowRunner does not mean that you can do that stuff in real life.
Confidence is a major part in all that. In anything, confidence is key, right?
I agree with you, but...
You don't think so?
Not to drive a bus. Well, you know what? I take that back because something we'll talk about later kind of proves that maybe you're right, but...
There we go.
I'm just being a little hater.
I agree with you, but confidence can't be the only thing.
No. It's a major part, though. Yeah. I'd say
it is a major part, yeah.
I think 70%...
I don't know about 70.
Of whatever it is comes down to confidence.
You're fucking wild, because there's no way.
Really?
No.
I don't believe that.
All right.
I want to get into that, though. But real quick, everyone, don't forget to follow the socials. Don't forget to reach out to our phone number. Leave a text or a voicemail. I think I got some people from work listening.
Oh.
So I want you guys... You do me a favor. Do you have the number ready?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I want you guys to come in, leave a voicemail at least, minimum, please. And just say something.
Talk shit about Omar if you have to.
Yeah, y'all talk have shit HR? About me. No, I don't think so.
Use us as HR.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't have HR either. I could probably use that.
We should use the hotline as HR for companies that don't have HR.
Yeah. All right. HR. If you don't have an HR, reach out to us. So, Lewis Company... The company I work for.
I don't have an HR.
And if any of Summer's homies want to reach out, let us know because this is an open pod and you can say whatever you want. You don't even have to say your name. You can just be anonymous. Right? That's usually what HR is. They keep you anonymous. Yeah. So reach out to us. Let us know in a voicemail. And if you really have to, just text in and we got you. So let's get started. How's everyone doing?
A1.
Yeah, same old with you.
Yeah, just fresh off the field.
Well.
Plantation.
Damn.
Yeah, just got off work. So.
Well, in big news, we have Summer, who started her manager position.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Last Sunday, we left you guys off with... Did we talk about it last week?
No, I haven't talked about it at all, actually. Okay.
Well, Summer was offered a manager position at her job, and she took it. She started on Monday. Which was, what day was that?
The 5th. Or something like that.
Yeah, the 5th. So Summer is roughly 5 days in. How are you liking the manager position so far?
Nothing different.
Nothing.
All of the tests that I do are exactly the same.
Tests?
Task.
Oh, task. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all about just the title, no? I mean, there's a raise.
I think there's a raise. I think that... of course, the title is changing. My hours are changing for sure. But other than that, I'm doing the same stuff that I've been doing. Yeah. The only thing that I don't like is the fact that, like, I kind of used to, like, anytime a situation would get, like, slightly out of hand, I would immediately shift it to a manager. But now that
you're
I am
the person
manager,
that gets shifted to,
it's shifted to me. And so I'm like, oh, okay.
So have you had any problem yet?
No. I have not had any problems. Mm. I did have this lady try to buy something that we were not selling.
And
so we have like mannequins with our shirts on them, but then we put like other clothes on the mannequin so they just don't look weird and naked.
So then just have a shirt on?
Yeah, so it had this mannequin had like a shirt on and then it had like a little jacket over it. Mm-hmm. And the woman was trying to buy the jacket. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that's not ours. I mean, we don't sell that. She was like, I just give me a price.
Yeah.
And
money talks.
I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And then I was like, fuck, I'm the manager. So I had to think of something. And I was just like, that jacket belongs to one of my coworkers. And I don't feel comfortable selling my coworker's jacket.
Did it really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you buy it?
No.
No?
I didn't feel like doing that.
You didn't want to reach out to your boss?
No, I did. No, I mean, like, did she buy your story?
Oh, yeah, she bought it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming she did. I just walked off, to be honest. I was just like, that's a lot.
You wouldn't have asked your boss, like, hey, this lady wants to buy this jacket?
I did. I eventually called her, and she was just like, oh, yeah, that's happened before. We just tell them that that's not ours, and we don't sell them. But it's kind of hard for me to kind of say that because I'm still kind of learning how to be a... I don't know the word, but...
Manager
material.
Yeah.
Authoritative.
Yeah, I don't have any... That reminded me. Someone saw me today at work, and they were like...
It's like someone you knew?
I didn't know them, but apparently he knows my sister. Mm. He came up to the register, and he was like, Summer. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, you're Autumn's sister, right? I was like, yeah.
Maybe.
He was like, I went to A.W. Brown. I was like, oh, yeah, we went to school together, basically. And he was like... Yeah, I remember you did safety patrol, and I was like, fuck, I did not remember that I did safety patrol.
What is safety patrol?
So basically, I was like a cop, but like...
Are you like a hall pass monitor?
It was kind of like a hall monitor, but like after school.
What? And you did that for fun?
Yeah, I don't remember how...
You volunteered for that.
I think I had to because I was in student council or something. It was something weird. And yeah, they had us like as like hall monitors and stuff during after school for like dismissal, and they gave like fourth and fifth graders authority. But yeah, they used to walk over me and say things.
So this is like early school.
I was in the fourth and fifth grade.
Oh, I thought he meant college.
No, this is elementary.
So what were you doing?
What we like? So
what
so,
were you doing in fourth and fifth grade that you had that special position?
So during dismissal, when all of the parents come pick up all the kids, we would we would go get the kids from the classroom, or they would like call our names over the speaker to let us know it's time for you to get picked up, and we would go like get the kids and walk them to the cars or whatever. Or like some people would be in the hallway for whatever reason. They want to block off a half of the school after a certain hour, so like sometimes I was in charge of like being security for like this side of the building where like, hey, don't let anyone go past this this way. And people used to
do it anyways.
People, they did not give a fuck. I was like, hey, you can't. They didn't give a fuck.
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, I think I knew then that I wasn't going to be any kind of authority figure because they would just, like, not give a fuck about anything I was saying.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I did that to know that I'm not cop material.
That's crazy. Do you guys have anything like that at school? Do you remember?
In middle school, in my JROTC class, they, like, interviewed everybody to see who would be, like, the COs.
Mm-hmm.
Of the class, and they would basically give you like scenarios, stupid scenarios, like,
so
all
like
right,
if a kid's acting
if
out,
if a kid walks in without his shirt tucked in, what are you gonna tell him?
What?
Like nothing.
What the fuck?
And like I knew since the beginning, I was like, nah, I'm not built for this shit.
You just stood up, you're like, hey.
But there are some people that like embrace that fucking role, and they like take it super seriously.
Yeah, there were some
they're
kids
probably
on,
cops now.
There are kids probably, on safety patrol who like took that shit like
Crazy. Since the beginning, it was the same thing. I was like, nah, I'm not.
That's one thing I can't wrap my head around is having uniforms in school here.
Really?
Because in any of our schools, we didn't.
Oh, yeah. You grew up in.
And I feel like there has to be a reason why.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, a lot of schools.
Did you guys have like some crazy like gang affiliated or.
No. I think a lot of.
Rappers or something.
That's what they told us was like they want. They want kids to be in uniforms because the whole bullying situation started to get more more attention and stuff. But before that, I think they just kind of like dressing us up like prisoners, because it's our uniforms are basically fucking jumpsuits.
Was it just blue and green or something?
Well, yeah, it depends on where.
Like gray cool. pants.
We would have to wear certain pants, khakis, certain shirt. Right? You got to have your shirt tucked in with a belt. Some schools make you wear certain shoes. Some schools don't really care what kind of shoes you wear. Some schools make you have a clear backpack.
Yep. And this goes some up to school. High school?
Yes. Yep.
I wore a uniform all the way up to high school.
Yeah, I wore
so there was kids that had life. Like LV belts.
Yeah, you can wear. Bro, I had a nasty, nasty ass WWE belt in like the fourth or fifth grade. Yes,
you had a wrestling belt. No,
it was like dead ass. It was like, so you know the WWE logo.
It's like WWE, like hardcore lettering with the two lines.
But not the current one. The one before this one. So it's like it looks like the spray paint with the red line up under it.
I need to get a visual confirmation.
I tried to look this belt up. I could not find it because I was like, damn, I got to get that belt back. But it was like one of those. So the belt buckle.
So the buckle was the logo.
The belt buckle damn. Was the WWE logo.
That sounds kind of crazy.
It was kind of crazy.
All right, here.
I've never seen that.
Which one is it?
The 2002.
2002?
Oh, okay. Damn, what?
Oh, okay, I remember that one. It's all minimalistic now.
Yeah.
There's not even an E in there.
What?
It's because it just says WW.
What?
There was never an E in there. There was an F in there.
Well, there was an F
there
for
was
the
F, and they had to go to the E because of fucking the panda thing.
And then when they changed it, their logo, we're getting the F out.
Oh, yeah, and like, I thought that was really cool.
Literally removed the F, yeah.
That was pretty cool marketing.
So, yeah, the 2002 one.
Yeah.
And you had a belt like that?
I had a belt that I would wear with my uniform that looked just like that.
All right, what happened to that belt?
I don't know where it is.
You think your parents threw it away?
We definitely threw it away. My parents hated that I loved wrestling.
I bet that's good money right now. If you have that belt, that's good money.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Collector's item.
Probably.
Damn.
I understand the whole bullying thing because, like, I can see, like, the lower, not lower class, but, like, people that couldn't really afford clothes.
Wear the same shirt
they
twice
have,
in a week.
Yeah, they didn't have the best clothes. And,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's the same thing with uniforms because you could buy secondhand uniforms, right?
Yeah.
So you could tell, like.
But that's how you knew it was. That's when I figured, like, oh, that's not the solution to that.
Yeah.
I think it's really just to get us in that mindset of going to work every day where we have to like when you go to work you have to wear a suit and tie or like a polo and some slacks or whatever. So they were just like getting us prepared to be in the office.
Seems like a bunch of bullshit to me.
We would get infractions like if we didn't have like
oh my god.
You could get sent home.
Yeah, you get sent home for wearing the wrong
shit. My first day of high school at Skyline High School I took shorts. And that's a huge no. You can't wear shorts.
Can't show calves.
They didn't let me go to class at all. The first day of fucking school.
Why?
They sent me to ISS and they made me call my parents to go pick me up or take me pants. Just because I was wearing shorts.
No way, bro.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. So you went home?
I think my mom took me pants and I just fucking put them on. And then, like, it was like one by that time. And they were like, all right, you can go to class now.
Like, wow.
Go fuck yourself.
Day's basically over. Nah. Well, Lewis is telling me in high school, they wouldn't go until 9. Yeah. 9 a.m.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you remember what time you would go in?
In high school.
What time class would start, technically?
In high school, I think classes started, I want to say like maybe 9, 2.
Damn.
But because I was in dual credit, I had to go like an hour earlier to Mountain View. So I was like always like an hour ahead or something. But I think like 9 kind of makes sense.
I think if we were to go in at 9, some bullshit would happen.
What time are y'all going in?
7.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
7 to 3:30. And I think usually we'd go to work like right after like 4 or 5. If you had jobs.
Damn.
9 is crazy though. Like for all the potheads at school. Oh, God, they would show up fucked up, I bet.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Or people with couples, like, they'd probably be smashing.
Bro, smashing before school is Like that's.
I'm sure that would have.
That's
happened.
A crazy. That's a different level of horniness for you to have to be.
That
like,
does sound crazy. Now
that would have been me.
I need to get this nut off before I go sit in class for 8 hours.
But I wonder if it's like a. There's no other time to do it.
Yeah, because you
so
get off.
This is when we have to.
If you go in at 9, you get off at. Well, you said you do home like 5:30.
No, I think class would end at 4:15.
Damn.
But since I had to take the fucking bus, the bus wouldn't leave till 4:45 maybe. Almost an hour. Get home. 6:30.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know, like, today, me and Luce are cooking out today. And we went to this meat market that my brother recommended me in Pleasant Grove. And if you don't know, Luce lives in Dallas. South Dallas?
South Dallas, yeah.
And we're driving, and we're 20 minutes in, and Luce is like, bro, I used to go to high school over here. Like, that's fucking far.
We had been driving for a while.
Yeah. And he's like, bro, I go to high school over here. We weren't even there yet. And he's like, bro, I used to go to high school over here. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
That's insane. You guys, it's a whole different level over here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because Skyline is a magnet school.
Yeah, it's a magnet
school. So what was your home
school? The fuck is a magnet school?
Magnet is just like.
It's almost like dual credit, but not everyone gets the dual credit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had like a major that you wanted to like stick to, you could take early college classes for it.
But it was only certain classes that you could take.
Yeah.
It didn't have all the majors you could do.
Yeah. So that school was half magnet, half regular. So if you lived around the school, you could go to the school as a regular student.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had people from all over the city that would come for the magnet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So my home school, okay. I think my home school was Sunset.
I would think so because you're so far away. There has to be they do a whole like jurisdiction type deal, right?
That's exactly what they do. You wait. Oh, I'm not thinking about your house now. I'm thinking I don't know where you.
Well, actually,
he lives over there by your grandma, basically.
Yeah, like.
No, I'm talking about when you were.
Yeah, in that same area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where my parents live.
Like you go up north to your house and you get on Illinois. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gas station right there on the west side of 35.
Okay.
And then you go up like a couple blocks and that's where he would live.
By the VA? Or not VA. Is that Parkland?
Like there's an...
Methodist, but no. You used to work
by the GameStop right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Like literally right there.
The apartments by the...
Behind the apartments.
Yeah.
That's where my parents' house is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then you probably either went to... Something, but yeah, because my sister she went to Townview, but our home school is Kimball. Well,
okay, but isn't Townview a magnet school too?
Townview is completely magnet.
So I don't think I would have been able to go to Townview.
So it
would have either been Sunset or one of the high schools around where I live now.
So basically, if you weren't majoring in architecture, you wouldn't have gone to Skyview.
No,
or Skyline.
No,
Skytown.
No, they wouldn't have let me in there.
Ah, okay. Because I've heard stories of people, like, they would put their address to their grandma's because she was closer to a different school.
My parents had to do that a couple
times.
They do,
and they would get in trouble
and technically,
shit.
Like, better schools or whatever.
Yeah.
That's insane. We just had one.
Y'all just had one school. Mm-hmm. So if you get kicked out of school, like, where do you go?
Online.
But this is, like, before, like, online classes was, like... A thing like that, like,
well, I'm pretty sure they have something like to get your GED.
Oh, okay,
because I know there was like a random building, I never went to it, but I've heard of people that have gone to it. And like, if they didn't finish high school or something messed up with high school, they'd go there to finish off and get their GED.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that, like, in I guess in Dallas, there's I've known people who. Would get kicked out of one public school and have to go to another one, or like
they would
have to keep hopping schools because they would just keep getting kicked out. But like for you to be in Kansas and there's like one school,
mm-hmm. I don't think you can go to the next town.
Yeah, like can you go to the next?
That'd
town
be a lot
over?
Of fucking hassle too.
Yeah,
that is
technically
like an hour away.
The next school would be like 30 minutes away, maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And you can't really drive there. Your parents would have to drive you if you're not in high school.
Yeah. God, that would suck.
Yeah, now I think about it, I don't remember really any. I don't think I knew anyone or heard about anyone getting expelled.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys?
Yes.
Expelled, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it had to be like something serious.
Like crazy fights or something?
Bro, I seen Tommy.
Excessive fighting, yeah.
I seen Tommy get, not expelled, but he got suspended. I seen him get into a fight where he just he just slammed this boy down. I guess this kid was fucking annoying and he was just bothering Tommy. And Tommy just like threw him by his fucking collar. Like his shirt collar.
Jesus.
Threw his ass down.
Yeah, and I didn't see Tommy for like 3 days after that.
I know a lot of people that get suspended for a couple of days.
Yeah.
For shit like that. Fighting. Mm. I remember in middle school, they took the dogs once. Oh, my God. They arrested so many kids.
Bro.
There was a couple of times where our school would come with dogs.
And they were all fucking crying.
Like, why would you bring that shit to school?
Exactly. They got caught with, like, less than a gram.
Yeah.
On some bullshit.
With nothing.
It's like one nug.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. Or a roach. Just had a roach in your bag.
I don't know if we ever talked about this, but there was kids in our school that would sell food.
Yeah.
Like they'll sell like Gatorade or chips.
Yeah.
And it got bad to one point where I think we were juniors or sophomores. But one of the older class kids, his name was Omar too. Shout out Fish. But he was selling pistachios. Something along his pistachios. I think it was pistachios.
Yeah.
And it got to the problem so bad, like the trash was going everywhere.
Really?
So they're just wrappers and shells.
And it was all because of him.
Where one day they announced it because we had morning announcements. Did you guys have that?
Yeah.
So one of the wrestling teachers, he taught like special ed, wrestling, something else. But he came on and he's like, he called him out. And he said his fucking name. He's like, hey, don't sell that shit no more, basically. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you calling me out? But I mean, you got to make money somehow.
Yep.
Sergio sold chips and shit.
Your cousin?
Yeah. In a little duffel bag. Yeah.
No way. Mm-hmm. They were getting smart. At one point, they were selling pencils.
What? They'd have, no, that's crazy.
I think. Starting to sell, dude, because there was kids that, like, bro, they didn't show up with shit.
Not even a fucking notebook. Yeah,
it was funny going into class, and then they'll be like, "Oh, pull out your pencil and paper."
And no one has.
And he'll be like, "Miss, I don't have paper." It's like, fuck. That was good fucking marketing right there, bro. That was a hustler for real. Shout out them, bro.
Start stealing pencils and then selling them to people.
Exactly.
That'd be better.
I hope they're doing good.
And the same motherfucker that buys them, they'll buy them every time because they'll always forget the damn pencil.
Next day, he'll be like, "Fuck, I got a dollar."
Yeah.
Just start giving him discounts at this point.
Yeah.
He's always buying fucking pencils.
Guarantee you buy one for the rest of the week. I'll give them to you for 75 cents.
Fuck. He's a lifetime member.
Bro, buy a subscription to pencils.
It'd be funny if he was giving like $10 a month.
For real.
Unlimited for like a pack pencils. Of
pencils. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh,
that
man.
Is such a weird noise.
What is that?
I don't know. I was going to Google that. Like, what is that noise that we make?
Through our throat?
Yeah, I hear
you heard
it,
right?
Who was that? I think that was me.
I think I did.
I thought it was Omar.
I think it was me.
You didn't feel that?
Yeah. I think it's acid reflux. Reflux. Anyways.
So, you know, we were talking about, like, all the authority stuff and the driving the bus. Yeah. So, Vincent Richardson, I heard this story on this podcast that I was listening to. There's this guy named Vincent Richardson who lived in Chicago. And since he was 14, no, when he was 14, he impersonated a cop.
What?
For 3 weeks and didn't get caught for 3 weeks.
What year
right?
is this?
This is 2009, I think, something like that.
No way.
What?
So
this
he was 14.
Post 9/11.
This is, but. 2023, he's been arrested 5 times for impersonating the cop. He had to go to fucking rehab because he was addicted to impersonating a cop.
How do you go to rehab to that?
He would go sit in a rehab and he said, like, well, you know, I never did drugs or anything, so I kind of just like thought of the cop stuff as like the, when he would hear, like, sit in AA meetings or whatever, he would like substitute like the alcohol for like trying to impersonate a cop.
So weird.
And so in this article about this guy, the author of the article t- talked to one of his friends or associates who knew him in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, he, you know, everybody liked him because he was like that older guy who would like do stuff for you. And he was like, I remember one time he put on a, I think a CTA is their Chicago trans thing. The
authority, maybe.
Their, like their busing system or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. almost like Dart for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
He put on a shirt for them. He they said they let that nigga drive the bus.
What? How old?
I don't know how old he was.
Probably 15, 16.
But he put on the thing. He put on the thing and he drove the bus because he had to.
Did he do a good job?
I'm assuming he did.
What a badass. See, I'm telling
there you.
You
go,
that's
bro.
Why I was
that's
like, damn, Omar do. Might be able to that's actually do that there because.
Dude, it's not hard. You're not going fast.
We just got to get you a Dart uniform.
I'm going to go talk to one of the ladies I see at the bus stop. Be like, hey, how much was the uniform right now?
Yeah. That's insane.
It's not. I don't see it at hard. You only have to know your turns and the route.
They do drive pretty slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
We passed one on the way here.
An 18-wheeler, though. An 18-wheeler
yeah,
is
the 18-wheeler is different. I feel like
I can drive an 18-wheeler on the highway.
You're well.
When it comes to parking,
can you park it?
If I reverse, it's going to take me a grip.
They ought to do you like we ought to do you like how they do at the DMV where it's like the first thing you do is parallel park. And if you don't make it, you fucking fail.
Man,
like,
there's no point going forward.
No. Nowadays, well, I don't know about on 18-wheelers, but I had to do a driving test here because when I moved here, I never changed my Kansas ID to a Texas ID.
Yeah.
And you get like 3 months maybe to do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you have to go through a big process. So it came down to me having my ID expired. So I was like, dude, I have to get one. So I was driving for work and for me, ID expired. If I would have pulled over, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
It came down to the point where I was like, I really need to get this. This is in the midst of COVID, bro. So the DMV is packed for months. And, you know, they made everything more restrictive, so it just made it worse.
Yeah.
I did the whole thing. I got lucky with finding someone that canceled an appointment. And there was an mm-hmm. opening for some morning during the week. I told my job, I was like, hey, they're months ahead. I got one appointment Tuesday. I need the day off. Yeah. Like, yeah, take it. I come to find out I have to take everything. I have to take the certification. So I have all my certifications, like if I was 16 years old. And the day of my appointment is like 8:30. I find out I have a warrant in Rockwall.
What?
Yeah, I have a warrant in Rockwall.
Oh, my God.
And my driving test or my driving appointment is at the one off of 20, like Duncanville or some shit.
That's
you guys know where I'm talking about, right?
That's the horrible one.
The really big one,
it's
right?
It's always fucking packed. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
So I'm like, fuck. And this was like this is an hour and a half before I have to get to my appointment. So I'm like, I got to go now.
Yeah.
So I shoot over to Rockwall hauling ass. And this is East Rockwall, so it's far as fuck.
Yeah.
I get there. Sketchy ass building and walk in, there's the metal monitors. I get checked and everything. I'm like, damn, this is a lot of shit for just getting my warrant cleared. And then everything's fucking like confusing. There's no signs or whatever. So I asked one of the cops, I was like, hey, where's this? I need to take care of a warrant. And he's like, a warrant? I was like, oh, I guess it's the third building. He just said, I guess it's the third building.
Damn,
I was like, God damn it.
You escaped, though. He almost shot your ass.
So I go up the third building, and it's weird because it's a dome. So it's a big opening in the middle, so you can see, like, the architecture. And then all around is rooms.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around the whole circle until I find the room. You open the security door. You walk in, and there's one lady at this window. And I'll tell her I'm here for this. She's like, all right, sit outside, pay my warrant, which was like two some. Get the papers. I was like, all right, I'm clear. Because you can't get an ID if you have a warrant.
Yeah.
I get that. I leave. I fucking book it all the way to my appointment. And I barely make it within like 2 minutes. Get in. It's COVID, so you have to stand outside in the line, one person at a time. You pull up to an automated kiosk. you put your name, you sign in or whatever, and then you have to wait. I wait, and she tells me that I have to do the whole process over again. So I have to take the eye test and some other shit.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. Okay. I do all that, and it's this black lady. She was not giving a fuck about her job that day. She was on the phone.
They never do.
I had to interrupt her from her phone call to be like, hey, I'm next in your thing. And she's like, oh, okay, I got you, honey. And I do the whole thing. She's like, damn, you got to do the whole thing? I was like, I guess so. And she got irritated. She's like, all right. So she puts me in this room. I have to take a test.
Yeah.
I fail it the first time. What? I missed, according to her, I missed two questions. I do it again. I pass. After that, the eye test. And on my prior license, it doesn't say that I needed glasses because I didn't. And I'm reading the levels, and I get to the one where I guess it's like the barely passing one. Mm-hmm. I barely read it. And she's like, do you wear glasses? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, it didn't say you have to. It's like, if you don't, you have to go through a whole different process to put that you have glasses on. I was like, God damn it. So she let me take it again, like on the cool, and she passed me. All right, I'm set. I get back to her desk, signing shit, pay shit. She's like, I'm going to take your picture. And this is when I had my long hair, bro. That day, I woke up disgusting. My beard was all fucked up. My hair was all big and messed up. And she's like, smile. I'm like, fuck no. Smile. So I took my glasses off, took the picture. My ID looks horrible right now. And she gave me a sheet, a printed paper with all the details and for me to confirm it. So I was like, I'm a male. My height, my weight, my sex, my something else. I'm like, all right, I confirm it all. I do everything. And then something messed up where she's like, oh, you have to take the tests. Mm-hmm. Like, you fucked up. Like, you need to start all over.
Jesus.
So I already did through I already paid, and I did a bunch of other processing shit. I was like, fuck, all right, so I have to come back. So she made me leave. Come to find out, I can't get another appointment for months. I find this place in Grand Prairie that they take walk-ins, but it's rare. Mm-hmm. I got lucky. I acted like I went to the kiosk, and I just went straight to a person. I was like, hey, dude, you guys need to help me out. She's like, I've been waiting on a whole day. I went yesterday, did all this. She's like, oh, okay. And she looks at my paper. She's like, honey, all you have to do is a driving test.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that day, my brother was with me, and he just got his truck.
Yeah.
And his truck is 2500 Silverado High Country diesel, four-door fucking bed, crew cab, all that shit. And she's like, do you have a vehicle you could do it in today? I was like, fuck yeah, I guess. So I told him, I ran outside to tell Mike. I was like, hey, bro, I need the truck for the driving test. He's like, yeah. And we pull up to the back, and we're waiting. Well, the rules are it's only you and the driving instructor. Yep. Mike tried to play it cool and hide in the back. Mm-hmm. So it worked out for a few minutes, and she's checking over the truck. She starts filling out paperwork. I don't know why. She looks back.
Some random dude just sitting there.
Mike just chilling. She's like, what? She was this older white lady. She's like, what are you doing here? She's like, oh, this is my brother. This is my truck. She's like, oh, you can't be in here. She got pissed. Mike's like, oh, okay. And Mike had a camera. This is his YouTube days. Mike had a camera. She's like, oh, no, you can't be in here. He's like, all right. So he got out. I get everything. We start. First thing I do is the parallel parking. Mm-hmm. I pass that bitch with flying colors, bro, because that truck had cameras everywhere.
Cameras. Yeah, yeah.
So I pull up. I turn left. And she's like, you're going to parallel park right here. And this is two metal posts. I did it easy. And she's like, all right, now we're going to drive around. So I just drove around the Grand Prairie house.
Yeah.
And she told me to do that, take left turn, take right turn. After that, boom, done. Got my receipt, and I was set. But, dude, that whole day, those 2 days were so fucking stressful, bro. I was like, dude, when am I going to go back to work? So at the end of the day, don't let your ID expire because you're fucked. You're fucked.
But how long did you wait for it to expire, though?
Fuck, I moved here in 2017. I didn't take my test till like 2020, 20 or 2021.
That sounds like a personal problem at that point.
And I think my ID expired when I'm 18. So that's the end of 2017, 2018.
Did you have a driver's permit then?
No, like I had a full license.
How's it going to expire when you're 18?
So,
oh, because you moved over here.
Yeah. Well, no, it's that. And I got my license at the minimum age, which was like 15, 16.
Oh.
So they give you that short, period of time, which is like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was a mess, so just make sure you guys don't do that shit.
You just reminded me, I need to go renew mine.
Did it expire?
My license, yeah.
My license looks like a mugshot.
Does it really?
I try my hardest to make mine look like a mugshot.
Yours is hard. I know you had yours as a profile picture for one point. Yeah,
I think it still is my profile picture on Instagram. Yeah.
Mine's ugly. So the whole point, like, that lady, when I confirmed that everything was right, I don't know what she did, but she typed in the wrong info. So on my license, my second last name is spelled wrong. My sex shows that I'm a female. And something else is fucked up.
And that was a Grand Prairie lady.
Yeah, and I never fixed it. I was like, I used it one time in Vegas. And we went to this club, and they're like, if you're a female, you get drink vouchers. I'm like, fucking bet. I literally have federal proof that I'm a female. So I went up to the thing when you show the tickets, and she asked my sister-in-law, she's like, oh, okay, here's your two drink vouchers. I was like, hey, can I get some? She's like, you're not a girl. I was like, yes, I am. I pull out my license, and I was like, this is what I identify as. You know, nowadays, you know, you can't disrespect that shit. And she's like, well, all right. She gave me two drink vouchers, bro. I was like, hell yeah, I'm in.
I would have gave it to you too. Fuck it.
We get into the club, bro. We walk up to the bar, and they have badass drinks. So I try to use my voucher. She's like, nah, you're not a fucking girl. I'm like, yes, I am. Like, I can show you proof. She's like, nah, I don't fucking believe it. And she's like, if you keep asking me, I'm going to kick you out. I'm like, what do you mean? What? Like, it's federal proof that I am a female.
Yeah, but come on, Omar.
I was. I identify as one. For real. You can't knock that.
Fucking for real.
I identify as a woman.
No, be fucking for real.
And if you are discrediting that, you are, you can't say misogynistic. What would you be?
Are you trying to say that they're transphobic?
They're something, all right? And I didn't get my drinks. I had to pay full price for them shits. So I was really heated.
So you're mad about paying full price for drinks because you actually don't qualify.
No, I identify. I don't qualify. I identify.
You do not qualify for those drinks.
What makes me unqualified? There's a difference between qualifying and identifying.
Okay.
I could say I'm a woman right now.
You don't qualify.
That's how I feel inside, though.
Omar, that's not how it works.
I'm a bad bitch at heart. That's all that matters. Yeah.
You're just like testing me.
No.
Yeah, you do, man.
I'm not testing you. You're, I'm just saying.
Stupid.
I'm stupid, but at the same time, like, it's real shit.
It'd be different if you, like, really felt that, but we know how you feel, man.
You got to understand, free drinks are free drinks. Come on.
Nah.
If it was free weed and you had to be a man, would you?
And you had a driver's license.
And they said that you were a male.
Nope. I just don't qualify. I don't like doing shit like that.
Why? Fuck the system.
No, I know. Yeah, fuck the system. But, like, why go out of my way to just do that when it's, like,
Weren't really going out of the way. They're asking you.
Yeah, but you know that they're going to look at you and be like,
you have the receipts,
come on,
though.
Bro. Like,
you have the receipts. You know
what receipts?
That on your ID, it shows you're a male. What if I showed up in a dress and heels?
Because I know that I don't feel that way. I know that I'm cheating the system, but I don't give a fuck. I just don't. I don't know. That's just kind of stupid to me.
All right. Look, what if I showed up to that club in dress and heels? Then can
That's
I argue it?
That's not the point.
I can't argue it
just,
like that?
Just bought a fucking drink. Omar, you're being really
It's a lot,
cheap.
Though.
So my thing is, I get that it's a lot, but like, you know that drinks are a lot when you go out. Then don't go out. Stay your ass home.
No, they're not supposed to be
allowed. No.
Right?
I know that they shouldn't.
They're not supposed to be allowed.
I agree. They shouldn't be allowed. Yeah, we're in Vegas. I agree that they shouldn't be allowed. But if you know that they are allowed, then I fuck it. You want to go to Vegas, then you know what you're getting into.
I see your point, but
you know what you're getting into.
I had to exercise my right, and that's all that matters. God.
What right was that? Get what? Can you, if you tell me
being
what
a woman, and they're discrediting me as not being a woman when I am at heart. It's inside of what counts.
Do you think that's how it really works?
Is it not?
Are you riffing?
I mean, it makes sense.
Okay.
What about
but
fucking?
You know you don't feel that way.
What about Saucy Santana? That's clearly a man. He what just dresses like a woman.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Saucy Santana is?
Material Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, but
he has a beard. Or yeah, she, but he don't disrespect.
He doesn't identify.
She
as a
has
woman.
A.
He's a man. He says like.
So she's like more femme? Is that what you're
saying?
No,
he is a gay man.
Hmm.
Okay.
He is a gay man. He's just like, I'm a gay man.
So he wouldn't. Yeah, well, he got some money, so he wouldn't give a fuck about the drink vouchers.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That too, for sure.
That's true.
I don't think, okay. Yeah, rich people don't really care about.
Yeah.
About that.
Jesus.
But he like, I don't think he would do that. And if it wasn't like the rich thing.
In the eyes of the government, I am a woman.
That's not technically true, but
why not? It's user error from her typing it in wrong, which I don't know because it's literally two options and she saw me and I looked like a fucking dude.
Yeah,
so
like,
I don't know how she messed that up.
I don't know about when it comes to your ID, but I asked this question when it came to my my credit card, which is I feel like my credit card is more important than the fucking ID, to be honest. But
the credit card is?
I think a credit card is more important than an ID.
How so?
If you imagine losing both of them, yeah, it's a hassle of going to go get the fucking driver's license, but like just don't get pulled over. Or like
But with a credit card you can just
call
in and cancel it.
Well, yeah, but then you don't have access to your card for like however long.
I mean, if you only have credit cards, you're fucking up. You got to have at least a debit card or cash.
Well, yeah.
Because, yeah, after that,
no,
you have
but
a
actually,
bank card, right?
I don't think that's true because the credit card companies, they'll base it off of what your ID says.
Hmm.
So your ID is
up.
Like where it starts from.
That's
so my credit card says I'm a woman, too?
There's
probably. No, they probably have you as a woman.
Yeah. But what I asked the bank teller, I think she was a teller. I asked her if, like, because my credit card was fucked up. It had, like, a different name. On there. And
what'd
I was like, well, not
the
a
winner?
Different. No, I think my my middle initial was wrong, and then something else.
They put an
on
M
my,
instead of an
I
N.
I think they put like a. It was yeah, it was M, and then I think they put an S at the end of summer, so it was like summer's M water
plurals.
Water. Hmm. It was something weird, and I was like, hey, is this gonna affect anything like if I've been doing any kind of paperwork anything with my credit card? She was like, oh no, that doesn't, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they just care about like, do you have it?
Well, actually they may be right because the credit card companies base it off of your social, and your social is always accurate,
right?
Unless like something fucking horrible.
And so
happens.
The thing with that is like I think most trans people go and get their stuff changed with the government where it will actually like they'll actually change like, almost like getting your name legally changed.
Yeah. I want to do that. I mean, technically I really don't, honestly, because I love my name.
Would you add a middle name though?
Nah.
Legally?
Nah. I mean, Jerome.
No, that's just
that
a
has
joke.
To be cool
that's
with you
just
guys.
A joke, and we I don't think
do you know
none
that?
Of us approve.
No,
my middle name is Jerome in the streets.
What do you? In oh the, my what do you mean in the streets?
In, in Oak Cliff, I'm known as Jerome.
I've never heard of Omar Jerome
He's
Corona before.
Tell him, babe. Tell him.
In this house.
All right, where'd you get Jerome from?
Like, she's gonna.
I was telling my dad that my dad was asking what Omar's middle name was. I was like, oh, he doesn't have one. And he was like, what? He doesn't have one? Like, he thought that was weird. And he was like, we should give Omar a middle name. He was like, we should give him a black middle name.
Mm.
And I was like, okay. He was like, what's the blackest middle name that I can think of? He was like, Jerome.
I was thinking Jerome from Snowfall.
Yeah, that's
well,
me.
That too.
Where the bitch is at?
What does he say?
God, like, that guy was a badass. I love
he
that
was.
Guy. Yeah.
If you haven't seen the show, I'm sorry if we spoiled it, but he dies.
Why the fuck
God,
would you do that?
Fucking say
you're
it,
an bro. Asshole. No, you're an
that
asshole.
That show has
By
been
way,
going
I
on.
I finished the show. Oh my god.
But that's
god.
Just a fucked oh, yeah, up yeah. spoiler.
Lewis finished the show, so.
Okay, what did you think?
At first, I hated the ending.
Okay.
But then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, it's okay.
I was telling okay. Lewis.
I think he deserves it. That's fine.
Because he didn't know that the writer died.
Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah, and that was second that. Season?
Yeah, first two seasons, I think.
Yeah, so he passed. R.I.P.
John Singleton.
And in the end, I feel like they altered it. I feel like John Singleton didn't have that ending intended. And they changed it up to announce that new show with...
yeah.
What's her name?
The spinoff.
Yeah. So I think that's why they did that.
That makes sense. Because I don't think John Singleton probably intended for a spinoff to happen.
Because I feel like it was really random that Leon came back after... what's his name? The main character?
Franklin.
Franklin was like down bad. And he just shows up out of nowhere one day and they go through the alley and they go buy beer or whatever. And you know?
Yeah.
And he says it like, oh yeah, well Wanda's trying to get into the music shit.
Yeah. So just setting like, up the spinoff.
I feel like they put that in there. Mm-hmm. They changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finished it. It's
a good ass show.
It was a really a good show.
After I finished it, I was like, damn. There's nothing to watch.
Yeah, anymore. What is to life? I yeah, just exactly. finished Succession last night, and I've been like empty all day because
that's how it always is when I finish a show. It's
dude,
like,
damn! Like, when I finished, what's the show I finished from? The mafia show.
Oh, Sopranos.
When I finished the Sopranos, I wanted to die. Summer was with me,
yeah,
and she's like, "Oh fuck." And when she realized it was the last 10 minutes of the final episode, and she's like, I was like, what? And she's like, oh, just watch. And it just ends, bro. And I'm like, no fucking, I'm there just like, I'm done, bro. I don't even want you to stay here anymore. I don't want to smash. I want to go to sleep. I wanted to go to church.
We don't go to church. What do you mean?
I wanted to go to church. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, you want to go to church?
That shit needed me to put me in therapy.
Did you watch Succession?
No.
Fuck, I gotta find somebody to watch it with. I mean, not to watch it with, but somebody to talk about it with, because I just finished it, and I'm like, bro, that show is fucking good. And, like, it made me realize how I kind of like the weekly scheduling of the show, because I watched the show in its entirety, like, in a couple of days. But, like, I could only imagine, like, if this was, like, spread out for me, like, I probably would have been like, oh, my God. Like, this was the best show ever because, yeah. like, the intensity of it. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Because I saw the trailer because there's this podcast I listen to and they talk about it all the time. And I finally looked at the trailer and I think I just found it really unrelatable because it's all – the gist of the show is a dad that owns – some crazy company and the sons and daughters are trying to gain.
They're fighting to try to gain control of the company.
Control of it.
They want to be the next one. To
yeah.
Control the company.
So, I mean, it's a good show, but I just find it really weird.
I thought it was kind of weird too, a little bit. It's a lot of business talk, I think, but it's like.
You find it. I see at that point where you can feel more like involved in what business is. Mm-hmm. Is that how you feel?
No. ROI. So I was I just watched the whole show. Like I tried to not. I don't want to spoil anything, so I try not to look up anything about the show when I'm watching it until I finish it. So I finished the show and I started looking into stuff.
Like a synopsis or whatever?
Not even a synopsis, just to just to see what people were just saying about the show in general.
Mm-hmm.
And
on Reddit?
No, I was on TikTok.
Oh. But on TikTok.
And a lot of watching the show, I was like, damn, this is a lot of this shit is like commentary about shit that's going on in real life. And ooh. Then at the end, when I started looking into it, they were like, yeah, this is the direct family who they're talking about. And I was like, oh, it's starting to make much more sense. And I think that's why I was interested in it, because like I kind of knew the story, but without piecing it together. Mm-hmm. It's basically like the people who own Fox. It's like the story is like the people who own Fox is what Succession is.
What are their names?
The Murdoch family.
Oh.
And so, like, all they have, like, scenes in the show that if you go and look in real life, there's, like,
one for one.
They're, like exactly the same.
Okay,
like,
watching,
what the fuck?
I'm watching Succession.
Yeah, that does sound interesting.
That sounds good.
That does sound interesting.
How many seasons?
Four. Four seasons, 10 episodes each season, super quick watch.
That's the same as Snowfall, right?
Snowfall was 6, I think.
Yeah, those were like hour episodes.
Yeah, but
they were long-ass episodes.
I mean, Succession is hour long,
too. Oh, okay.
That does sound interesting.
I started watching the show called Banshee. It's based in Pennsylvania, and I only started watching it because I saw that the guy from The Boys, Homelander, his name is Anthony Starr, is the main character in Banshee. And it's a show that started in like 2013-14, and it's only 4 seasons, about 40-minute episodes. Mm. And it's pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of sex, honestly, but it's pretty good.
HBO?
Yeah.
Bro, HBO has like really good shows.
It was a Cinemax original series. So back when Cinemax was around.
Wait, so it's a Cinemax original, but HBO picked it up? Mm-hmm, or
mm-hmm. They have it on HBO.
Oh, I forgot, because Cinemax doesn't exist anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they probably bought that show or whatever.
Bought the rights to it. Okay.
So it's a good show. It's a good watch.
Seasons?
4.
And they're hour-long episodes?
Some. It's like a range from like 40, and I think the last episodes are like an hour long.
Oh, okay.
But it's a really good watch. It just deals about this. I can tell about it. It deals about an ex-con finally getting out of jail from a 15-year sentence and impersonating a sheriff.
So what, impersonating these fucking cops?
So it's good because a lot of bullshit happens in that town, and it deals with Amish people and Native Americans because they're on Kanahu land.
Oh,
so that's interesting. It's a lot of bullshit, and it's good.
You just got me with that one now.
It's a good show. There's some baddies on that show, too.
Do y'all watch Barry?
No.
I think it's another HBO show.
Yeah.
But I want to start White Lotus.
Yes, you need to watch White Lotus. Have you watched it, Lewis?
No. Ooh. I don't watch a lot of shows.
There's only 2 seasons of that show, so you can catch up really quick. Mm. But one of the main characters is a girl from... American Pie.
Okay.
Wait, who?
The lady, the mom. I
oh,
think
you're talking
it was,
about Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
Stifler's yeah, mom.
She's in that. Huh? Stifler's mom. Yeah,
Stifler's
yeah.
mom.
Yeah, she's in that show. And it's, they just finished the last season a couple months ago. And you might not like the ending. You might. But it's like.
Wait, the show is over?
No.
Oh.
The season's over. The show is different. So this show is like one season is a group of people. The second season is a whole different group of people in a different location.
What the fuck?
Huh. Yeah. So it basically deals about this crazy luxurious resort and shit just happens.
So it's just like a...
I want to say murder mystery, but I might be
each
wrong.
Each season? Like each season someone dies.
Yeah, yeah. So,
figure it out.
So how it starts is the first episode is you get to know a little bit of the people, and then someone it implies that someone died. But you need to know you have to figure out who and who died and by who. Mm. Because it shows you rough scenes of like, oh, maybe this person did it, or maybe that person did it, mm-hmm. or maybe it was this person that died. You don't know.
So how the fuck do you not know who dies?
You know, at
like,
the
that's
end,
that's just kind of weird.
You know, at the end,
at,
like
you
second
know at
to
the end of the show,
the second to last episode is like where it all goes down.
But I'm kind of confused of how are you trying to figure out who died if you don't know who died, or how like how someone died. If
so
you don't
basically.
Know?
The first episode is the last episode. So you see them leaving the resort. They're pissed. They're mad.
Okay.
People broke up. Families are torn apart. Shit like that.
Mm. Okay.
And it just tells you what led up to that point.
So you're basically like, you're starting from the end. Mm-hmm. And you're going, okay.
God, that's how to Get Away with Murder was.
How to Get Away with Murder. Is that the show with...
Viola Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good ass
so
show.
So it started off with like the ending of
it
the
show? It
starts
off with like, well, yes. It starts off with the murder.
Uh-huh.
And then it like rewinds back to the beginning. You get to know everybody, and then at some point it gets back to it, and then it continues.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's how every season is, actually.
Hmm. These are a lot of shows that I need to get into.
And the second season of White Lotus has Chrissy from The Sopranos. I don't know if you knew that.
What's his name? There's a guy on TikTok who impersonates him.
You have to show me.
He just retweets in Christopher's voice.
Yeah. And it's tone.
It's fucking hilarious.
You're going to have to show me.
Okay.
But yeah, he plays this multimillionaire, like, sex addict guy. And he brings his dad and his son to the resort. So it's crazy because I think it's 10 episodes. And there is roughly 4 to 5 groups of people. So one episode, you're learning about them. Second episode, you're learning about them. And then they all have some sort of connection. So the first season has Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. You know who Alexandra Daddario is? Oof.
You need to chill out, man.
If I wasn't into Ebony's,
what the fuck?
I think I would be into the white woman. Oh my god. Good show. That show is a 10 out of 10. The intro song, fire. The second season intro song, they added like a house type vibe to it, like a beach house type vibe to it, fire. Mm. And you got to pay attention. It's a show you have to really look at the background. The intro gives a lot of what the show is about. Mm-hmm. Like the...
Like Snowfall?
Well, no, because...
Well, no, you remember how the Snowfall thing had the stuff on there? And it
So, yeah, you're right.
Right.
And Ozark.
No, but you're right about Snowfall.
Ozark, too.
You're right about Snowfall because... I think a lot of shows at the end of Snowfall, the beginning, the words Snowfall are on fire.
Dude, I didn't even notice until Maria was watching it with me. And she's like... She's like, oh, it looks like everything's burning down. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what's happening in the show.
Yeah, it's the same way with it. It doesn't change, but there's clues in the intro of White Lotus.
Huh. I'm gonna have to get into White Lotus.
I don't know if they're gonna do a third season though.
You think they should stop?
No, they can't stop because
they could.
These past two seasons were completely different cast and different locations. So the first one was like some resort off the Bahamas or something. Mm-hmm. And the second season went off was a resort that's an actual resort, just a different name, but in Italy. And they go to where like The Godfather was filmed or originated. One of those two. So
that's cool.
It's near that location. And they're actual resorts. They just changed the name for, you know, rights or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're going to go to third season if they do. Because Jennifer Coolidge was a big part.
Of both or just one?
Of both. So I don't know if they're going to try to bring her back they cut her off.
Does that spoil it for me? Because you said that there was a different cast each season, but she's the only one who stays the same.
No, well, she has a big part in it, which was weird.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't say much after that, but... Mm.
But yeah. I think a lot of these shows that are good, they end abruptly because I saw somewhere that Succession, they didn't know that that was the last season of Succession until they like the last scene, until they finished filming everything. They were like, "Yep, that's it."
Really? Yeah, the actors.
The actors and everything. Like they didn't know until then.
Damn,
I think that happened with Riverdale. The same thing where they didn't know till the end.
I hear so much bad shit about that show.
Oh, dude. The first season.
The first, like, two seasons were good.
I was about to say, the first season is fire. The second season, it kind of drops off, but it's still good. After that, they get into some bullshit, bro. Not going to lie. And I think they're 4 seasons in.
And I've seen so many videos of the actors, like, just shitting on them, like, low-key. Indirectly.
If you guys know anything about Riverdale, Cole Sprouse is in it. Yeah. Cole Sprouse is from Zack and Cody.
Was he? Cody or Zach?
I think it was Cody.
He looks like a Cody.
He was Cody. Yeah. He has a crazy cigarette addiction. That's all I know.
In real life or in the show?
Yeah, in real life. What? Dude, his stories?
Fucking Disney kids.
His stories are insane. Because, you know, they're young actors, right? Yeah. So they started maybe in their teens.
They got all that fucking money early.
He said that, there's a story that he was talking about that he was like 14 or some shit. He met this girl at a beach, and I think she kind of knew who he was. So she was like into him, you know? Because, you know, you get shit like, I'm burping like crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, you know, when you're popular, you get more of like a more attention,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that happened. She was older by like a couple years max. And he said some corny ass line where he's basically invited her back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Or the cruise. He smashes.
At 14?
He loses his virginity old. That's crazy. Or young. Young as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's talking about it on some other show.
Not Cody. And the nerdy nigga.
Right. Like, exactly.
This is, I thought Zach would be the one.
Yeah, smashing. Cody was the one who's like, Zach, don't do that. Shit like that, right?
Zach, don't do that.
And and he's like one of the worst ones because I don't even know what Cody does now.
You or mean Zach. Yeah, we don't hear from Zach.
Yeah.
Zach be chilling.
You know, Cody, Cole Sprouse, he took that. He took some other shit, I bet, but he did Riverdale. And the girlfriend in the show, I think her real name is Lily Haynes. Lily something.
Is that white girl?
Yeah.
Damn.
It got really toxic towards the end because I think Cole Sprouse and her started actually dating during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was going crazy over their Instagram. And like this was like TikTok was coming up. So they were posting TikToks. People were going crazy over their social media. Boom. They're not posting each other anymore. Comes to find out they broke up.
No.
Who knows what? Probably because of different lives, you know. That guy's been famous for fucking probably 10 years at this point. He's doing crazy shit.
They have some kind of couple name. Like a...
Yeah, a ship name? Yeah. I don't know.
Damn, you know what? I was going to say a ship name, but I didn't think you would know what that meant. But you
I did. Remember some person said that bullshit. Like, I shipped them. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, that's so fucking stupid.
But, so they broke up, and I guess it got sticky in, like, the last season or two seasons where it just got really awkward. And then Lily Haynes finally posted, like, the script or something to the show, and she was, like, relieved emojis, like, finally, it's over. Because I guess the show just got way too much bullshit. And they're like, we want to be done with this, but I think they signed the crazy contract where they couldn't get out. So
them contracts are crazy.
Not to ruin the show for anyone.
By bullshit, it was bullshit. Like, that show went off the rails so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I seen that picture. You know how there's that picture of a horse, and they're like, describe a show. Describe a show in all its seasons, and there's like a drawing of a perfect horse for all the seasons.
Oh, and then like the face is nice, but the rest of the ass.
The Riverdale one starts off really good, and then by the end, it's just like fucking a kid drew it.
Because I remember for a while, people had, because Cole Sprouse, this ain't spoiling, but his dad is in a biker gang.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess by law, Cole is in that biker gang.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he don't really want to. He plays
in the show?
Yeah. He plays this mysterious, I write poetry type dude. But he's in this biker gang, so he has to like ride for them and shit. And people were buying those fucking jackets. The serpents. I think they're called serpents.
The serpents, yeah.
Yeah. So people are buying those fucking jackets and wrapping around. I seen that shit here in Dallas, and I was like, oh, no you guys way. Are weird.
What?
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're into, like, excessive drama, you could watch that show. And I haven't seen since, like, third or fourth season. But if you're just into bullshit or just want something to play in the background, put that show on.
I think I'm going to pass on that one. Pass on it. That picture, the horse picture alone just always steered me away from that show.
It was so cliche, bro, because you have the rich people. Then you have the middle class.
Oh, like the cliques and stuff?
You have the guy that's a basketball superstar, but he's involved.
High school musical ass
High school bullshit, yeah.
You have this girl that... She's new to town, but her dad is like a mafia person.
It's always a new bitch in town, and the popular nigga is going to try to get with her.
I think that's exactly what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all it is. And then, like, her dad's involved with the mafia. And then you have Cole Sprouse, who they're poor, but they're in a biker gang. He's all mysterious, wearing a beanie in every fucking episode. And the one of the middle-class girls falls in love with her, and she's, like, a Christian, wears skirts, and... Falls for the bad boy type shit.
Have you seen those people on... There's two particular people on TikTok who do really good videos of, like, They know how to pretend like there are people in these different scenarios. Yeah. Bro, it's actually a handful of them that are really good.
What's one that stands out?
There's this one guy who does the Reddit people. He know how to do Reddit people really good. Like how people who like stay on Reddit all day, how they talk in real life. And then there's this girl. She knows how to play like Jennifer Lawrence type characters where it's like this fucking like a rom-com ass kind of character, and they like spot on every time. Like every time I read the comments, people be like, bro, I'm getting like fucking PTSD and fucking I'm having traumatic experiences by watching this because you're so good at catching these scenarios. I think I forgot the guy's name. I think his name is like Jack something, and like, yeah, he does like how Reddit people be, and so like he'll go to like
he does like the lisp.
He'll go to like a movie theater and they'll be like, yo, what movie you coming to see? And he'll be like, well, actually, not here to see it. It'd be like some dope shit.
They do like some crazy ass like deep cuts about the movie and the actor or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like, sir, are you gonna buy a ticket?
They do that weird lisping too.
Yeah, I gotta find his name because they're fucking hilarious.
Another. Speaking about movies, I don't know if you guys seen this, but there's a guy watching the new Spider-Man movie, and I don't know if it was a scene with Miles Morales or what, but he's just like, he's black? Yeah. What? Just out loud in the theater, and everybody just starts laughing like, bro, shut up. What was the point of you saying that dumb shit? Like, you can clearly see he's a darker man.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
If you see, it kind of makes sense after you see the movie.
He's black.
It doesn't make sense. We already know he's black from the first movie.
Well, no, I know, but he's exposed. Well, all right, spoiler alert. He's exposing to someone that he's exposing Spider-Man. Trump? He's like, I'm Spider-Man.
A girlfriend, huh?
And the guy's like, oh, he's black.
Okay, I guess
stupid.
I see that.
It is fucking stupid.
Wait, I don't get it, though.
Because you know Spider-Man's masked.
Yeah.
So you don't know what he is.
Yeah.
So when he's exposing it to someone, takes off his mask.
I think
it's
his mom.
I get it.
He's like, hey, mom, like, I have something to tell you. And he, like, takes off the thing and it shows that he's Spider-Man. And the guy's like, he's black.
No. The one I saw was he was going through, like, some Ben 10 type shit when he's transforming into a fucking creature. Uh-huh. You know how he goes through the whole spinning camera and all that?
Yeah. Oh, that's a different one.
So Miles Morales was, like, spinning. He rips off his shirt, but he didn't have a mask on, so you can see he's black.
Yeah.
So once he shows,
I know.
Okay, I guess that makes sense too.
It's fucking dumb. It's stupid.
That makes sense. But he's like,
and there's another video where a white dude tries to do it at another movie theater, and someone's like, "Shut up!" It's like dead silence after he says it. But yeah,
you know what's funny? There's a lot of people that didn't go back to theaters after COVID.
There is a lot of people. I know a lot of
people. Because just the whole, like, well, one thing is the shooting that happened in Colorado.
Yeah, that's a big one, too.
So that's a big one.
Yeah.
And then nowadays with COVID and being too close to people and all that. And I find that really weird because it's a movie theater. That shit's been around for 20s, maybe. Right?
Yeah.
And it's, to me, I find it really fun going to the movie theater because it's like an ambience. Like, everybody's here. If it's opening day, it's a special moment. Mm-hmm. But you're not supposed to talk, right? When we went to that Fast and Furious movie, bro.
I bet they wouldn't shut the
Everybody
fuck
was fucking like, what the fuck is that? Shit like that, bro. Like, okay. Like, they were just like, what the fuck is going on? And me and Dan were the same.
Yeah.
There was this, when we were buying tickets, it shows the whole movie theater's full besides two seats that were, like, offset.
Yeah.
And I told Dan, I was like, this is the only good showing at this time. If not, we're going to get super late showings, and we have to work the next day. Mm. So we get the show Thursday, opening day, we go. A lot of the people that bought tickets that said it was sold out, none of them really showed up.
Really? What?
So it was the people really, like, at the far above.
Yeah.
There were a whole group, like, six or seven. They were talking the whole fucking movie. Jeez. Which I didn't mind because there is nothing important in that goddamn movie. And we were towards the middle, and there was a couple behind us or to the right of us. And we got six seats next to them because it was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the movie starting. We're next to each other, and the girl like stands up and sits to the other side of the guy because it's empty seating. We're like, oh, okay, we understand that. You know, you're trying to have your own space. To the left of us was this guy that came solo. And he was having a... Because we watched that bitch in 3D.
Yeah.
And that guy's having a full experience. Like, if he was the first time in America, bro. He had all the food. He had a drink. Like, he was set. Yeah. And we're chilling there. And he's, like, locked in, bro. Just not moving. Like, I didn't see a single leg movement from this dude. Me and Dan were talking shit on the whole movie. Because it got some fucking ridiculous scenes, man. Yeah. And the guys to the right of us... They seemed like they were getting annoyed, but it's like, bro, it's Fast and Furious. What is there to know? Like
they were getting annoyed by you?
Yeah, like from people talking.
Okay.
What's serious about that movie?
Oh, that movie's
fucking... Yeah, but my thing is, if I pay money to come outside to see a fucking movie, you better shut the fuck up. I get it, it's Fast and Furious.
I see what you mean.
It's just kind of like, if I paid money to kind of come out here, then it's like...
You need the privacy, you need the respect, the communal respect.
Because
it's a movie theater. You're all here to see the same thing and hear the same thing.
And that's why I think a lot of people, you were saying that you thought it was weird that a lot of people don't want to go back to the movies, but I think it's fine because it's like, well, that way people can stay at home and have those talking experiences with their friends or whatever, where it's like, and it's fucking free. You don't have to, you're not bothering nobody. Fucking popcorn and shit is already expensive. I'm not going to come into the movie theater and hear you talk.
They had special edition popcorn holders.
With a little car?
Gosh. No. The one that had at our theater was a toolbox. A small little toolbox.
Yeah. The fuck that got to do with the cars?
Because he's a mechanic.
Oh, well, I guess.
So, the toolbox is stamped, branded with the company. It wasn't, like, they put money into it.
Mm.
They open it, they just fill it up with popcorn. That was, like... $20 just for the toolbox.
Just for the tin, not even the...
So it's another, popcorn. Like, $7 for the popcorn.
Yep.
Anyways, me and Dan were kind of just talking shit here and there. The people are getting annoyed. I can see what you mean. If he was a diehard, like, car guy, he wouldn't give a fuck. Because we all know that movie is bullshit.
Yeah. No, yeah.
If he is someone that owns, like, a fucking Camry... Or getting into a GT86, a BRZ, whatever, and he has some bullshit ass mods, I can see him getting hurt because he's a Ricer fanboy, all that shit. Fuck him, right? I don't mean to disrespect the car community because I'm in it, but fuck that guy, honestly.
What if they never seen Fast and Furious? Or what about the guy who, like you were saying, the foreign guy who was just like, it's his first time in a movie theater?
I'm sure he's seen it because those movies have been around for over 10 years. He's for sure seen a few of them, but you have to know the lore. Because there's some, like, I don't know. Do you want me to say spoilers?
I don't give a fuck about
that movie. Yeah, you don't give a fuck about that movie. So, Toretto has a kid.
You already explained that.
His brother? Toretto's brother. You know who his brother is?
John Cena. Yeah.
John Cena.
I saw the last
one. How the fuck does that happen?
I saw the last one.
Yeah.
Me and Summer went to that. We're like, what the fuck is it? And I was telling Summer, like, in the last movie, Fast 9, they really exaggerated on Toretto's strength. So that motherfucker was Superman, bro. There was a scene when he was all by himself fighting in those sewers or whatever, and he broke the chains off the cement walls and shit. Well, they cut that back because I think they got a lot of backlash. So in this movie, where they really kind of show his strength... was in the beginning 5-10 minutes where the secret agent comes to the house and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he slams his palms on the wall. So the whole, like, the camera shook, our seats shook, all that shit. But that's the only time you really see his strength, where he's Superman. Other than that, they just upped the bullshit of, like, cars, explosions. The motherfucker was Michael Bay in that movie, bro. Mm-hmm. So me and Dan were just talking shit the whole time. That couple looked annoyed. Don't get fucking annoyed at a bullshit movie.
Oh no, man.
There's nothing you have to pay attention to.
I think it's fair for them to be mad. I mean, if
you know the lore. If you know the whole...
What if you don't know the lore? Not everybody
then
knows.
Then why are you going to go see Fast 10?
Because Fast 10 is a part of a franchise where...
There's movies.
There's so many movies where at this point I feel like people can walk into the middle of the fucking series and just be like, oh, I just hear about this fast series. Let me go in and watch it.
You can't.
But people do.
I see what you mean.
That's how it becomes the top movie, I feel like, because there's people who are being introduced for the first time.
No. The majority of that revenue was people who've been there since the early 2000s. Because the second movie was crazy with the cars. The third movie, which is Tokyo Drift, they were even crazier with the cars. They had 240s. I seen MR2s. They had Civics. They had all the classic fucking racer cars you can think about.
Okay.
So it's all about, I want to say at least 85% of the people who watch the new movie know about all the bullshit that's happened before.
So, like, if I was in a movie theater, I would be pissed. Because, I know about, like, the Fast and Furious lore.
But have you seen all the movies?
I haven't seen all of them.
You've seen a few.
But I've seen a majority of them where I kind of get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to me, the point of me going to the movie is to hear it and to actually watch it. So it's like, yeah, I could see how it. The only time where I could see it is like talking through a movie. There's only two kinds of movies that they can show in a theater that I can feel like, oh, that's okay to like be making any kind of like noise constantly.
Which is?
A musical. So like Little Mermaid. That makes sense if they're in there singing. You can't be mad if they're in there singing in The Little Mermaid. Like, that's weird for you to get upset at that.
I feel bad for her. Halle Bailey.
Why?
I saw her on her Instagram profile.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically saying, like, don't come on here trashing me. She's over here on her profile. It's like, please be nice. Along those lines.
Yeah.
Because I can see why people are trashing her, because the last Little Mermaid was animated in some fucking white girl. People lost their shit when it wasn't a black girl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though it grossed a shit ton of money, there were still people talking shit.
Yeah. There was people mad that there was not slavery in the movie.
I didn't. What? What?
Somebody wrote an article about how slavery wasn't present in the movie. And
how timeline?
How do you?
Because of the timeline. And somebody was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But this bitch is a fucking fish.
It's a mermaid.
Like, yeah, of course, like, there's no concept of race, so slavery isn't not going to exist.
How would that be in the movie, though? Like, they inflict, they enslave all the crabs or something.
They wanted slavery in the. They wanted dumb. Slavery in the fucking movie, and it's like, it's a fantasy world. Like, it's okay to kind of like not think about certain things in fantasy worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they were like focusing. Well, why are they letting her walk around the town and stuff? Like, aren't they gonna try to capture her or something? It's just like, what the fuck? It's a fish. She's a fucking fish.
No disrespect to black people.
Oh, gosh. Full disspect is coming.
Hold on. No disrespect to black people and no disrespect to fish, but I think crabs
should be the slaves.
Would be like, if they had slaves, that because they're strong.
It would be crabs?
They're strong.
You think the crabs should be the ones to be enslaved?
The only way you can kill those motherfuckers is if you chop them.
You can get a lot of work out of a crab,
probably. They're strong. Like, the way that they're built and shit, they can haul some fucking coral or whatever they use for building houses or... anemones.
Crabs build houses.
They can. They have their pinchers. They have a bunch of little arms.
But they have houses.
Yeah, but what about like that dumbass goldfish that can't build a house? That one with the big ass head. In the original.
I don't think a lot of the fish down there can build houses.
Exactly. That's why they have crabs build it. Crabs are technically.
So you telling me you done seen some houses down there? You seen the houses that the architecture crabs have built down there?
Architecturally, I see them building it because they're the strongest and there's just like a surplus of crabs.
So you think that they're...
Yeah.
They're the construction workers of the
ocean. If Little Mermaid was like, hey, I need a new house built, she's going to call fucking 414 Crabs R Us and they're going to pull up. It's going to be a bunch of crabs and an F-150, ladders and nail guns, and they're going to have that shit in a day. So technically, they're black and Mexican. Think about it. Goldfish, they don't do shit. Squids, I feel like squids are the prostitutes of the ocean.
Why the fuck are you calling out the squids?
Think about them, bro, because they got hella tentacles, bro. They can do some shit to you down there.
I think the dolphins are the fucking...
No, the dolphins are like the money makers. Like, they're the moguls. They own the businesses, the real estate, all that. So they don't touch none of that. Fucking... They're too smart for it. Come on. Think about it. They're too smart for it.
Damn.
Crabs? Dumb as fuck.
We gotta watch Shark Tales. This sounds like Shark Tales, but like...
Hey, that one lady in Shark Tales?
Y'all are weird.
You've seen it.
I seen it, but I never understood.
Is she not bad, though?
It's a fish.
It's a bad fish?
Mm. It's a fish.
They do give
up. What about fucking Madagascar?
I'm weird because the fry is a little attractive.
You're over here talking about the gecko, Geico.
Yeah, yeah.
Geico, gecko.
Because he got the fucking accent.
Well, that's the exact same thing we're talking about.
What about in Madagascar?
That aura, like
that
Gloria?
deals with animals.
My God, Gloria Jesus.
Gloria, exactly. See? And who does she portray?
What do you mean?
A black woman.
Well, yeah, a black woman.
Yeah, and she's bad. God. Who's Moto Moto?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was like Will I Am or some shit.
A black man?
Will I Am? Was it really?
I think so.
What?
Yeah, I think if you look it up, I think what he was.
Fuck?
Who played that giraffe dude?
Fucking
some white ass dude.
What's his name?
Wasn't it Ben Stiller?
No, what's his name? Ben Stiller was the fucking lion.
Yeah. Oh, he was a lion.
It was him, Ben Stiller, Chris Tucker, not Chris Tucker.
Chris Rock's the zebra.
It's
Chris
Rock, the guy from Friends, David Schwimmer. I think that's his name.
Another white man.
Oh, that was him. That's right.
A goofy white man.
Goofy white man. That's right.
And then
he had problems, right? He had like skin problems or like an acne problem.
I think Borat was the fucking King Julian.
He was, yeah.
Was he really?
Borat was King Julian, and then Cedric the Entertainer was his right hand man.
Morty?
Maurice.
Yes.
Maurice.
Maurice.
No, not the little one with the.
It's Maurice. Yeah,
he had another one. He had like the one
that was like.
It was kind of big. It was kind of stocky.
Yeah, that's Maurice.
Damn, I want to watch Madagascar.
And then there's that stupid little one.
Morty's the dumb one. Morty, I can't move it anymore. Yeah.
Then the penguin. I don't know who the fuck played the penguins, but they had a whole spinoff.
Man, those penguins were fire.
I used to watch that show.
The penguins.
Yeah. Good ass show. The animation on the first and second movie are ass.
What do you mean?
It just looks really weird. I guess it's just the time.
Who is that? DreamWorks?
Yeah, I think DreamWorks. So, yeah.
What's the one that starts with a P? Isn't there one
Pixar.
That starts? Pixar.
Pixar. Yeah, it's Toy Story and shit.
And then Disney. That's all confusing.
Oh, they're all
owned by the same person, though.
Yeah.
How y'all feeling about Max, though?
Then you do the same thing with Peacock.
What do you mean? What are they going to add with Peacock?
Well, HBO cut out HBO Max, so now there's just Max.
So what does Peacock need to do?
Go to Cock.
So who do they acquire to be Cock? HBO acquired Disney. I mean, HBO acquired Discovery Plus and became Max.
But there's nothing in that implies Discovery. It's just Max.
No, it's just Max. Yeah, HBO.
What does
Max.
HBO even stand for?
Home box office.
Okay. What does Peacock stand for? Nothing. It's just a fucking bird.
It's a sound. It's a sound that
the sound
peacocks make. Peacock. I don't know. I'm just fucking around. Nah. I don't know.
You've never heard of peacock?
Yeah. What do you mean?
They do like those weird ass screech.
Yeah. I've been to the zoo. Yo, free all the homies in the zoo. Because that's just not cool, bro.
Hey, whatever happened to that guy that stole those monkeys?
Oh, they locked his ass up?
And he said he was going to be back?
He's like, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, he'd do it again.
Let's go post his bail.
We got to go help his ass.
We need to post his bail. If he's still in there. And we need to go get them fucking animals out.
We need to free him, and then we need to free Vincent. Gunna. No, I was going to say.
Gunna's free sex. We need free sex.
Nah, you can kind of keep him. But
man, besides all the RICO charges... We need him back.
I never liked Young Thug.
No?
I've never been a Young Thug fan. I've never been on the Young Thug wave.
Well, since we're on music, let's get into our last segment, man.
Songs of the week.
I remember I seen this tweet where Gunna said, I'm addicted to sex. And Young Thug replied... What do you say? He's like, he's addicted to me or some shit like that.
I don't
He said some shit like that.
Sounds like something you would say.
And, dude, I feel like the world hasn't been the same since Thug's been gone.
What?
The world hasn't been the same. My world. He would have dropped more songs if he's been free. What are you not?
I think it would have had a couple features here and there.
Okay, I don't want to be a hater because I can see how that could come off. But if Young Thug, let's say none of this happened, do you think in that time span Young Thug would have dropped like a good album in between there? Because have the last couple of albums been there?
No. The whole YSL album was...
It wasn't good.
It was weird because it was a whole collaborative thing. Young Slime Language there, but.
And then what was before that one? So Much Fun?
Is that the one where he had all the people on the album cover make his face?
The green thing?
Because we saw that one.
The green cover.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that one was okay. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. He for sure would have had something.
And then he had that punk album. I didn't listen to it at all.
Wait, what was that one called?
Punk, maybe? I don't know.
I wouldn't.
It really does. He gave it that dumbass name. Let me look.
I don't know. I never listened to it, to be honest.
I don't know. I just feel like, I think Gunna, I mean, not Gunna. Fuck, we keep doing this with him. I think Young Thug is very talented, and I think he made a very big mark on the culture. But I think if he was to come out, I don't think that it's like something to be looking forward to, the music.
I feel like if he got free, now it would. Before then, he was like
just because he's.
Then Gunna was helping him out. But yeah, that last album was called Punk.
It was called Punk.
And he redid that one famous artwork. And who was it? I'm going to do a really shitty job at explaining. But basically, I'm pretty sure everybody's seen this painting. But it's a painting of two people. And inside those two people, it's a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at the Punk album... It looks like Young Thug is looking at himself, but in that frame is a bunch of Young Thugs doing something else. I forgot what it was called, but he did that.
A bunch of other Young Thugs.
A bunch of sexes all over. What do they call them, sex?
I think it's just something he fucking called himself.
Well, anyways, Gunna's been free. Okay. He's been free for a little bit, and he... kind of just disappeared. People have been shitting on him like crazy. Boom, he dropped a song. I think it was last Friday, or maybe he dropped it during the week, but it's called Bread and Butter. He does talk about Thugger in the song. I don't know if he's trying to address anything.
I don't think so.
I think one bar I remember, it was him just saying that he didn't snitch.
And that, like, I think he's saying that, like, the lawyers, like, tricked him or something. Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
The lawyers tricked him?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
That's funny.
But according to, like, people that ride for Thug, they're saying that, like, he never gave the green light for Gunna. So they're like, oh, I see why you guys are talking shit, all this and that. But Thugger himself never said to go after him, basically. Mm-hmm. So.
The nigga's in jail. How is he going to say that?
They can hate. He can say
I know
that.
He can, but like, how the fuck are you going to be able to prove that he said that regardless of if they want people to leave Gunna alone, or if they want to send people after Gunna, how are we going to be able to confirm that if the nigga is in jail?
Either through a voice call, through some decrypted message, or whatever the fuck.
Don't they have... Well, I don't think he's, like, high security or anything, but, like, don't they, like, pay attention to, like, who he's in contact with and stuff? So it's
I want to say he's separated, too.
They do.
Like, he's not mingling.
It's a RICO charge, inmate. So yeah, they've got him pretty.
Is he in solitary?
They've got eyes on him at all times. I don't think he's solitary,
but I think they keep him separate.
I think he has, or his lawyer has said that they're keeping him in pretty bad condition, but mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all word of mouth. It's probably all just trying to convince you to get him free. But supposedly, this club in Atlanta played the new Gunna song.
Oh, yeah.
And the club went dead silent. And this is a club, so there's people throwing ass, there's money.
Ass stopped shaking.
Yeah, and everything stopped, and people were like, didn't even say boo, I think. I think it just went dead.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that fucking DJ got beat up or what afterwards, but they were not rocking with that song. And it's not even a club song, honestly, but.
Imagine getting a lap dance. And then they're gonna come on and she gotta stop. Because she's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bitch, I paid for a song. You better
come. I can't finish this.
But yeah.
For real, that's not even a club song. Why the fuck would you play to begin with?
I feel like that's a setup.
Probably.
Because you're already in Atlanta. You already know the vibes of how people feel. It's like, I think it's like they set that moment up just for social media. They probably, what if the nigga on the DJ said, all right, I'm gonna play some Gunna. And when it starts playing, y'all just be silent.
That's probably doing something good for something bad.
That's the good for the bad?
I don't know. Oh, I'm about to explode, but...
Ew.
Let's get on these last... I need to pee really bad.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to address the fact that...
fucking... Yeah.
Hold on.
Dude, I can't move.
All right.
It's getting bad.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
No, he's not good.
Can you pause it? I'm sorry. I just want to say, Top Off by Gunna, he didn't snitch on me, okay?
Oh, no. That's what
I'm not a part of YSL, or I'm not affiliated at all, but his music, I love it. Top Off by Gunna is going to be played at my wedding. I don't know if it's going to... I got to get with Summer, but I don't know if it's going to be my walkout song. I don't know if it's going to be her walkout song, or we're just going to be playing it at the ceremony.
It's our first dance.
Or our first dance.
I think our first dance should be Top Off.
I was thinking about the first dance, and it's like, do we throw ass or do we slow dance?
Well, I don't know how to throw ass. If I try to throw ass, it's going to look weird.
I can throw ass. I can throw ass on you.
If you throw ass on me, then let's go.
Play the song. She's fire. I go back to the trap house. Bring the bricks and the bells down. Catching it and I cash out. Turn that shit to a stash house. I ain't taking no handouts. Money calling, I'm in route. For them niggas, they been down. Blow it back when I'm in town. Is it gonna you the best? I done went and got a check. I'm about to flex. That's all you get.
Fucking Spotify.
Yeah, so the reason we have to go back to 15 seconds is because I told you guys the other day that our pods were being deleted because of Universal. I got another email a couple of days ago of another two podcasts being deleted. They're under review, so we can fight it. So we can review them and delete the songs. But basically, it's like whatever Universal has ties with, we can't play. So I don't know if we're just going too far and how long we play. Or what, but we're just going to go back to 15 seconds because if you don't know, if you play a song for 50 seconds or less, you won't get copyrighted. Which I think that's just because how the system detects it.
I don't even think it's like a... I looked at the copyright rules or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and like Spotify was trying to... It makes it seem like we're not allowed to play music at all. Because they just don't want you, like, producing music on the podcast part of the platform, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stupid because I understand why they're, like, if they took the ones that we use in, like, SoundCloud or YouTube, yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay. But, like, if we're using it from Spotify, I feel like it should be fair.
We're using
your app right now to play the song while mm-hmm. we're on the actual app. Like
your app.
This is fucking promotion for you, if anything. Your
app distributes our podcast.
Exactly. When you click on the episode, they could promote it under it, like, songs, in, like,
Songs detected in this episode.
And like, they like list the songs. Yeah.
But they like they fucking they just want, I don't know. That's just really dumb. Really, really dumb.
Yeah. That's my song of the week. Who's next?
So I'm going next. I'm gonna try to continue with the theme of Black Music Month and
W.
And Tony Hawk Made Me a Communist. So I found something that fits for both of them. This song I found, it wasn't a Tony Hawk game. Had no business in a Tony Hawk game. It's just naming off a bunch of fucking communist fucking leaders. This is the first time I ever heard of Nelson Mandela, fucking Castro. Like, I never heard of these people until I heard this song. And so, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Tony Hawk is a goat for putting that shit into his video game. So, yeah, this is called Born Fae Rebel by Steel Pulse.
My favorite white person ever. I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of that song. Yeah. It gives a good teaser for the listeners to be like, to go back and listen to the song.
Yeah, I think it is kind of cool to kind of shorten it, right?
Yeah. Let's gatekeep. All right, everyone.
Let's gatekeep.
We are on our last song, Los Pecas. Is that how you say it? Las Pecas?
This is Los Pecas by Diamante Perez.
It says El Pecas.
Yeah, Los Pecas.
El Pecas.
El Pecas by our boy Mante. He dropped his album.
Hard ass. I think it's my favorite song on that album.
I love that guy for real.
Fucking hard.
I want him to blow up more than anyone else, even more than us. He deserves it. He's been a good man.
Yeah, more than us, though.
As long as I've known him.
What about Gunna, man?
Nah, fuck Gunna at this point. As long as I've known him, Mante's been working hard and he just deserves it. So shout out Mante. El Pecas, Diamante Perez. See you guys next week.
Later.
Que le debía a mi primo, que en paz descanse, que me enseñó los códigos de la calle. Una 45 Six Sur, si la ves te cambia tu actitud. Buena onda con los que respetan, en OJ me dicen el Pecas. Diamante Pérez. We'll be right back.